Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus describes for his disciples what heaven is like. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go there to prepare a place for you that you may be where I am. To which Thomas asks the natural question, well, how do we get there? How can we know the way? To which Jesus replies in one of the most famous verses in all the Bible, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus is describing who he is and what he does for us. He is not a way, not one of many truths. He is not a possible path on life. Rather, he is the way, the truth, and the life. So we're going to talk about what that means today. Starting with number one, Jesus is the way. What does that mean? Well, the way, of course, he's not one of many different ways. He is the way. There aren't many paths to the Father, not many ways to heaven. He's the only way to heaven, the only one who can get us there. In other words, Jesus is not a leader. He is the leader, the only one we can truly put our trust in. We follow Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is the good shepherd. That's right, he said, right? John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I know them, and they follow me. That is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be his follower. Now, in the world today, there are lots of people who have lots of followers, especially on Twitter, right? If you look at the list of top 10 Twitter people who have over 100 million Twitter followers, they include people like Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Cristiano Ronaldo, a soccer player, Taylor Swift, lots of entertainers, lots of sports figures. That's who the world turns to when it's looking for wisdom and guidance and leadership. But that's not who we follow. We might like those people. They might be great people. They might be wonderful entertainers. That's all good and well, but they're not the people we follow. We follow our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, because he is the way. Being a Christian is the world's most important game of follow the leader. Remember playing follow the leader a lot? We always look for somebody to lead us, somebody we can imitate, somebody we can follow. And the world's most important game of follow the leader is being a Christian, following Jesus Christ, walking in his footsteps, listening to his word. But it's not easy to do that today. Being a follower of Jesus Christ takes courage, which is why Joshua 1:9 is such a great verse for today. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Following Jesus isn't going to make you popular or rich. In fact, it might be just the opposite. Following Jesus might make you really unpopular, especially with certain groups of people. They might think you're a bad person. They might think you're not nice. They might think you're just out and out wrong. Also, it won't make you rich. It might do the opposite, in fact. You may be called upon to give or sacrifice on behalf of Jesus Christ. That does happen. It's not going to make you rich or popular. No, we follow Jesus Christ because he is not a way, he is the way. He is not a leader, he is the leader, the one who it is worthy to follow. But to do that takes courage. You must be strong and courageous. Of course, this is not by our own effort, by our own power, but by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He makes us strong and courageous so that we might follow Christ. We need to be strong and courageous so that we can say no to temptation. We must be strong and courageous so we can say no to peer pressure. We must be strong and courageous so we can say no to that which is evil, and yes to that which is good. We must be strong and courageous so that we can stand up for Jesus Christ in a world that constantly wants us to follow a different way or to follow a different leader. Our leader is Jesus Christ. I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That is who we follow. Number one, Jesus is the way. Number two, Jesus is the truth, right? And the way and the truth. So Jesus is not a teacher. He is the teacher, right? He is the one who teaches us. Lots of people claim to have great insights and knowledge of the truth. Lots of people claim to have wisdom that you and I should follow. But what we find when we talk to those people is that they are just people with opinions, right? Well, my truth, or they say, my opinion, or my belief is this. Everybody in this world has an opinion. That doesn't make them right. It doesn't make them teachers. It doesn't make them wise. No, Jesus is not one of billions of teachers. Jesus is the teacher, the one we must rely on. Jesus and his word, the Bible, are to have the final say in our life. John 17, verse 3 says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Thy strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking it was done." God's word is a light for our path and a lamp for our feet. Psalm 145, verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." Love that verse because it talks about the greatness of the Lord, that God is so great and wonderful and mighty. He is so awesome that we can't possibly understand everything he does or even everything he teaches us. We can believe it, but that doesn't necessarily mean we understand it. There are many doctrines in the Bible that are hard for us to understand. They're beyond what the human mind can grasp. For instance, the triune God. In the Bible says that there are three people referred to as God. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. But there aren't three gods. Nope, there is only one God. How is that possible? Three persons and yet one God. In the Bible, it says that Jesus is both man and God at the same time. Not 50% man and 50% God, but 100% man and 100% God. How is that possible? It's beyond our understanding, but great is the Lord, and his greatness is unsearchable. In the Lord's Supper, we believe that we don't just receive the bread and wine, but in with and under that bread and wine, we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ as we come to the sacrament today. How is that possible? Well, I can't possibly understand it with my finite human mind, but because God's word says it, that is what I believe, because God's word is true. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." God's way are greater than ours, but we can take comfort in that. We can take solace in that because we know that God is smarter than we are. We can trust him and trust his word. There's so many things that we can't understand, and that is even heaven itself. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Heaven is so wonderful, it's beyond anything we can imagine. Also, the love of Jesus Christ, greater than what we can imagine. No one can grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses all knowledge. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 145, verse 3. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and number three, Jesus is the life. I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is not just a lifestyle. He is life itself. Again, there aren't many paths to heaven. There's just one path, and his name is Jesus Christ. There have been lots of religious figures in history, lots of important religious teachers, Buddha and Muhammad and Confucius, all sorts of important people. But there's only one who has died for you. Only one who gave his life to save you from sin and from death and from hell. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. John 3 verse 16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is much more than just another religious figure. He's not just one of many great teachers. Instead, he is the path to heaven itself. He is the Savior of the world and the Son of God. There are lots of other famous names in history, but there's only one name by which we might be saved. Acts 4:12 says, there is no other name under heaven by which men might be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. He is not a lifestyle. He is life itself. That's what he told Mary and Martha. I am the resurrection of life. He who believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. He who lives and believes in me will never die. This is who Jesus Christ is. He is life itself. Jesus is the way. He is our leader. And that's why we need to be strong and courageous by the power of the Spirit to follow him wherever he might lead us. Jesus is the truth. He's our teacher. He's the one who teaches us everything we need to know, and we can trust his word. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. And finally, Jesus is the life. Not a lifestyle, but life itself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.